Graham, how do you react to that result tonight?
Well, it was a strong 70 minutes in terms of an away performance of organisation and work rate and good character. 20 minutes of catastrophic individual defending. Three goals that no side would want to concede. And I'm sure the players involved in the goals have held their hand up inside and taken full responsibility for three really disappointing goals. I think the team put a lot of work in over 70 minutes to give themselves a strong advantage. And then we threw it away, really, with some disappointing errors.
Why has it happened, Graham? You've touched upon individual error there.
Well, I guess you make mistakes when you write or report. And I guess, players who have come into the side, we've left, six first-team starters really behind. We've got Keno here who's not ready to start. So probably six or seven lads who are regular first-team starters. We're digging into the depths of the squad. And players coming in with not a lot of football under their belts, that can be an issue. But David and Robbo and Hunty, they're all experienced lads, and they'll be disappointed, I think, with the three mistakes.
A really courageous performance for 70 minutes of the match. You dug in. How optimistic were you at that 70-minute mark that you were going to hold out tonight?
Well, I don't think you ever get a 1-0 advantage and carry it for 70 minutes and lose your optimism, or you're probably in the wrong business. I think you look at the game and you try to see the way that it's going. You try and adjust the game. I thought we defended too deep in the first half and we allowed Hayter to drop into little pockets and cause us too many problems. We adjusted our game as the first half went on. We tried to get a squeeze. We tried to just fill that hole and stop him being effective. And in fairness, in and around the time we scored and in towards half-time, I thought we got a control of the game. And at 65 minutes, I thought we were looking good. The change, Ben Davis going off, I think affected us. He was looking solid. He was looking strong. He was working as a tight part of the back four unit. And then we changed the back four at that point. He cramped up and had to come off. And when that change happened, they got a little bit of momentum, and that little bit of momentum carried them through.
So Ben Davis was injured in that second half. First half, you showed you what you can do in the final third with a superb goal.
I was pleased for Beardo. He doesn't always get the credit he deserves. He's a workhorse. He's playing with a fractured foot at the moment. He's getting jabs for the pain, but he's a warrior and he wants to get out there and be part of the team. It's credit to him that he put in the performance he did tonight, and I thought he deserved the goal.
Can you just explain the substitution that you made late in the day? Keith King came on. He's just come back from injury. Nicky Rowe was kept on the bench. Do you mind explaining why you did that in that situation?
Well, I don't think I need to explain why I chose to bring Keith Keane into the side. I think Keith Keane is a terrific footballer. He dominates his area of the park. He started, 19 games this season, and I think we've won 9, drawn 8 and lost 2 of them. The idea of putting Keith Keane on the field of play, I think, has always got a lot of positives, and there's no need to start pointing at individual decisions relating to one player and another and making issues out of them. I think any time you get an opportunity to put Keane on the pitch, most people would want to take it.
The reason I ask that, Graham, is that Nicky Rowe is your leading goal scorer this season, and you needed goals at that stage.
Yeah, and the background to Nicky Rowe, do you? And the injury situation that he's got. The problems that he carries, and you understand the detail of what goes on behind it. Not so I think Keith Keane going onto the field of play, he's a leader, he's a ball winner, he gets your game going forward, and he spreads a leadership. And what was important to me was getting a leader on there, getting a ball winner on there, getting somebody who could spread a bit of conviction into the team, and Keith Keane does that.
Graham, 11 league wins from 62 games, 1 win in 14. Can you say yes or no that you're carrying on as the Preston North manager? You're not going to resign after this?
I think that's a really rude question. And I think when you are in the job that you're in, I understand that you might want to say things like that. But I'm a professional person. When things are not working, it's my responsibility to do all I can to put them right. I think I understand the issues that exist, and I'm working in a difficult circumstance right now, and we've got a lot of big injuries to a lot of big players. We're delving into the depths of the squad, and you've never seen me walk away from anything in my life. Don't expect me to.